1988 anymore, dudes.
What?
It's not 95 anymore. It's what? Not even 2005. It's 2021. My God.
Where is
but they're going to try to shut that down, too. These miserable, power-hungry... Final hour, news and views coming up. I'm Joey, he's Jack. We'll be right back.
How you doing?
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi a short while ago commenting on former President Trump's impeachment trial.
We are ready.
During her weekly press conference, Pelosi declining to give a time frame, only saying it will be soon. Meanwhile, a Pennsylvania woman, Riley Williams, accused of stealing a laptop from the House Speaker's office, released into custody of her mother with restrictions on her movements.
FBI agents say Williams posted about taking the laptop on social media just hours after the attack on the Capitol, but the Philadelphia Inquirer reports they didn't confirm a tip that she had tried to sell the computer to a Russian spy agency. Court filings say she also boasted about taking the speaker's gavel, saying, quote, they'll never take me alive.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Williams is due back in federal court on Monday. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a gloomy forecast for the next couple of days. Showers will be likely from time to time today, tonight, and Friday, ending, I think, by Friday night. Today's high temperature may touch 60. Low tonight down to about 54. We'll be in the upper 50s on Friday. Saturday looks like a good day. Dry, mild, mostly sunny, high around 60. Then on Sunday, scattered showers possible again by Sunday afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely Sunday night into Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Two MPS schools are mourning the loss of employees. MPS officials say Robert E. Lee's assistant football coach Dwayne Berry and Capitol Heights Middle physical education teacher Lucius Lane have died. MPS is providing counseling and support services to students and staff. Health officials are urging Governor Kay Ivey to extend the state mask mandate that expires on Friday. Dr. Don Williamson of the Alabama Hospital Association says the order should be extended because of the high hospitalization numbers across the state. And before leaving office, President Donald Trump pardoned former Alabama State Representative Ed Henry, who pleaded guilty 2 years ago for his role in a health care fraud case. Henry was a state chairman of Trump's 2016 campaign. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Governor Ivey. Never mind. 272-9228. Hey, Jack, how you doing? How you doing? So you think you're Romeo? Bang a pot in the big... About to play this Governor Ivey clip going live here, Jack. That all right?
Sure. I can see her mug on my... screen.
Yeah, she's wearing her Django outfit.
Saw that.
The blue with the frill. The blue looks good on her.
She's getting her money worth out of that outfit, buddy.
This is live. Let's listen to the governor.
Thank the people of Alabama. Thank you for
Oh, come on.
What we're doing to accelerate the pace of the rollout, people certainly have a right to expect that we could do things faster. I think we also can do things faster, and so we have several things that we're implementing to make sure that that happens.
This is Scott Harris.
Our county health departments who are doing vaccinations are under instructions now to do vaccines all day, every day, until they run out. They are suspending some of their other clinical services to the extent they're allowed to do that to make sure staff is available, and they're vaccinating everyone all day, every day, until they run out of their allotment. The only vaccine remaining in county health departments at this point are second doses for people, or in some cases, people that have appointments through the rest of the month to come in for their first dose, but there's no additional vaccine remaining at this time. They are giving it out as quickly as they can get it. We are surveying all the providers in the state again today, personally, individually, to ascertain just exactly what supply that they have remaining. All providers are already required to do this by federal rule to report to us and to report to the feds, but we know that many are not doing that. Some are having technical challenges about submitting that information, so we're contacting them individually to know exactly how much vaccine each person has, each provider has. If there are cases where people have vaccine that they're not giving and should be, we are going to redistribute that to someone else. In fact, we have already begun doing that this week. We moved some vaccine yesterday. I want to acknowledge that there are always going to be parts of our state, particularly our rural areas, where people just have access to care issues and transportation issues, and we understand they're not going to be able to give it quite as fast. We're not going to penalize those folks, of course. But for those who have some vaccine that they're not giving as quickly as they should, we're going to move that to another location. We are going to give each provider a week for each shipment that they receive, and they are expected to administer the majority of that, and if not, we'll make a determination about whether that vaccine needs to go somewhere else. As the governor mentioned, we do have our location map online. We update that daily as providers get vaccine. As providers run out of vaccine, they may not always have it available, but for anybody in their community, they can look at that map and determine just exactly who has vaccine in their area and where to go. We are very happy to announce that we've reached a partnership with Walmart. Walmart Pharmacy will begin administering COVID vaccine as well. We have talked to them for some time, and we're awaiting the rollout of a federal program that was expected to bring in the chain pharmacies. We know that's going to happen at some point, but in the meantime, we've asked them to help with administration of our vaccine as well. The exact numbers are still being worked out, but we'll have say-so in public health about where in the state those doses go, so that we can make sure we get them to those parts of the state that need them the most. And we look forward to working with them. We are in conversations with another large chain pharmacy as well that I hopefully will be able to speak about very soon. We have an online portal for people to make appointments for vaccination that will be rolling out just in the next few days. We've been working very hard to get that there. I know there's been a lot of frustration over the phone line. We actually have 165 phone lines that are being answered when people call that number, and yet it has been overwhelmed, as most of those calls, more than 50% of those calls are for people who are not eligible at this time to receive the vaccine. For people who do call, we'll take your information. We'll get that information to a local county health department and keep up with that so that you can be notified when it is your time to get a vaccine. But again, I would encourage you, please don't call if you're not eligible currently at this time. It makes it more difficult for those who we're trying to reach right now. We continue to add providers who can give vaccine. As of this morning, we had 502 providers around the state, 502 locations that are fully enrolled and eligible to receive vaccine. Unfortunately, only a little over half of those have actually received vaccine at any point because we simply don't have enough to go around. But we expect that people can get vaccine when we have the adequate supply at wherever they get their normal medical care. We want them to go to their doctor or their clinic or urgent care or wherever their federally qualified health center, wherever they go for care is where we want people to get their vaccine, and we have those providers ready to go. I would say that I certainly understand the frustration on the people who look at other states and see giant vaccination clinics going on. I would say those are certainly a trade-off. Many of those sites have had their own problems as well, with people waiting in very long lines and traveling from hours away and sometimes sleeping in their cars or getting turned away when the vaccine runs out, and then having to do it all again when a second dose is due a couple of weeks later. Or a month later. So we certainly understand that the expectation of the public changes when they see these large groups, large clinics going on. We will certainly have those too when we have the ability to do that in a way that actually takes care of those people who need them. We don't have enough vaccine for really large-scale, long-term mass clinics, but we are doing drive-through clinics now. We've done them every day this week, and in a few counties we're doing clinics one at a time as we have vaccine available in a number of counties, and we will continue to have those to make that more convenient for people.
Again, we're talking.
I'll say we are
hearing from Scott Harris, the chief public health
administration today. A document was published this morning that we had heard about and had mentioned to you before, that makes some recommendations about expanding priority groups. We're working through that, and we'll speak about that soon. But that certainly would add a large number of people to the pool that's currently eligible, and we'll discuss that with you as soon as we get a little bit more detail from the administration on that. Finally, I'll just give you a few numbers on where we are as a state. We actually have, as of last night, given 202,643 doses in Alabama, 202,643 as of last night. Those are just the doses that are reported to us. We know that some have not been reported to us. That's about 70,000 more than the federal government says that Alabama has given. We know there have been issues with getting that data transmitted to them, and we continue to work on that. To make sure that we get that. I would like to make it clear that Alabama's stream of vaccine is not affected by how many doses have been given or haven't been given. That story circulated this week, but in fact, that's not correct. We receive an allocation based on what our population is. the total allocation number that you see includes second doses. So as soon as a first dose is given, another dose is added to our allocation, but it will not come for 3 weeks or 4 weeks. We don't have the ability to touch that. And so I wanted you to be aware that of the doses we've actually received in the state, we've given about 42% of those doses so far. They're already in arms. Most of the rest of those are second doses that are waiting for someone else or perhaps a primary dose. That's something we could do better. It's not as good as I would like, but it's actually fairly typical for many states in the country. So I'll just wrap up by saying that our numbers of cases are a little bit better. I think the Christmas surge may be easing just a bit. I really appreciate what the people of Alabama are doing to try to continue to protect themselves. It's been a very long road. I know people are tired and frustrated and ready to get this behind us. We're getting much closer, and we ask them just to please to continue to do those things that we need to do to keep people safe. We have a means to get to the end now with vaccination, and we're getting there as quickly as we possibly can. So,
that was Scott Harris live. It jumped away from the governor live to Scott Harris there, the chief public health official for the state of Alabama, and explaining some of the logjam when it comes to vaccines. And
yeah, but I don't think he was making a lot of excuses. I think
he was
pretty straightforward.
He wasn't. Yeah, and a lot of it, the thing that baffles me with government, and it shouldn't baffle me, is whether at the federal level, state level, local level, like, we're having trouble with sending data. How? Like, it's just with the incredible minds coming out of Silicon Valley, you say what you will about big tech, but these people are very talented. Like, just get out of the way and hire some of these people. They'll be able to fix the job much quicker and at a lower cost than what we're currently doing. It's crazy.
Joey, let me say this. There is a big gulf between the IQs in the Silicon Valley and the state capital in Montgomery, Alabama, okay?
Yeah, you're right. Well, let's not just pick on Alabama. You remember when healthcare.gov was getting started up under Obamacare? They had a mess on their hands. They spent hundreds of millions of dollars. It wasn't working effectively. And they finally called their buddies out in Silicon Valley, and they fixed it like that.
Just like that.
And it's just like, what are we doing?
You got Parler, big thing like Parler. Hey, yeah. Parler's pain in the butt. How can we get rid of it? Oh, I can get rid of it tomorrow.
Right.
Just like that, it's gone.
So maybe it's it could be a blessing or a curse having these high IQs actually running government and operating things, but some of these log jams are frustrating. You know, Scott Harris did sound straightforward there, and we'll get to it, I suppose. We'll get to it. Good to hear that cases are coming down, and we'll see on the other side where it goes in a week or two, how many people end up getting vaccinated. Right now, I think it's still the 75 and above eligibility. Needs to be lowered here soon. 272-922.
Does the name Rachel Levine mean anything to you?
Oh, yeah. She's the one I brought up the other day. She's now the Assistant Secretary for Health and Human Services, was the former head of public health in Pennsylvania.
She's transgender. Boy, she looks like a haint. I mean, I don't want to talk about somebody's looks, but Jesus.
Okay, what is her job title, Joey?
She's the Assistant Health and Human Service Secretary.
So she should believe in the science, except when it comes to her own chromosomes? Just checking.
You had to go there, didn't you?
I had to. I'm sorry. The unity pill's getting tough to swallow.
272.
Looks like she stuck her finger in an electrical socket. Jeez.
272-9228.
I mean, I know I'm no bargain either.
Right.
Rodney used to say, but... okay.
No, there's a author I followed, this big book about how did we get so rich. And I read the book first. It's actually three volumes, intricate history. How is it that most of human history, people are dirt poor, then around the year 1800, you start seeing all, not just this innovation, but just massive wealth growth for the entire population? I'm like, this is an incredible argument called The Great Enrichment. What is this? And the book was by the title, the author, like Deirdre McCloskey. So I look up a speech of Deirdre McCloskey, and I'm like, what's going on with Deirdre? Well, Deirdre used to be Donald McCloskey. And but I actually listened to Deirdre, now Deirdre, talk about the transition.
Yeah.
And the way she now puts it is that this Donald ended up with five PhDs, was very big in academia in the free market community, and at about 65 or so, decided, do I want to live the rest of my life as an old man or an old woman? Apparently, his entire life, his wife knew that he would put on women's dresses and high heels in private and just dress up like that. It was finally like, you know, I'm going to do this in public. And apparently, according to now Deirdre, her academic colleagues are like, they're economists. They're like, I don't care.
Did like, she go to a chop shop?
No, I don't think she went that far.
Did she use tape?
I don't know. I didn't ask. Tape. I read the books, and I like the arguments in the books.
Were there no pictures in the book, Shelley?
No. Now, it's when people make decisions like that, I my mind goes, well, why? Let's hear the story. I don't like the sort of in-your-face politics, and I don't like the... Well, I talked about this the other day, where it's interesting how all of a sudden these young prepubescent children are all of a sudden trans in very progressive liberal parts of the country. It's almost like the parents are projecting something onto them. So, that's a little too far for me. You're a grown adult. You can do what you want.
Right, but with that children deal, and that really bugs me because you're a child. Your mind is clay.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I felt like a girl one day. Okay.
Yeah?
But if my parents
No, you felt like a girl one day?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Sure. I had five sisters. It wasn't that hard. But, you know, if my parents... I can't imagine someone putting their kid in that role. Now you're letting the child be the guide. And say that kid turns about 15 or 16 and goes, hey, wait a minute. I'm not a chick. I'm a dude. And I'd be pissed at my parents for raising me like that. And you are the parent. The child is not the parent.
Yeah, it's a... That's when children start being sort of the objects of the new ideology and fashion and trend.
And
that's,
they're getting used for that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's... There are a lot of words for it. 272-9228. Before we hit this break, this part of the program brought to you by Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. If you're looking to buy fine, antique, one-of-a-kind jewelry pieces, maybe you're going to, you know, we got through this hell of a year starting this new year. Maybe you decided, hey, I need to settle down. You're going to pop the big question.
Mm-hmm.
Why not a one-of-a-kind and antique engagement ring? I mean, come on.
Sounds like a winner.
Really? I mean, you can go get the mass-produced stuff, but this will be a truly unique engagement ring. And Troop Booth has all sorts of stuff like that. And when you buy from Troop Booth, you can either stop by the showroom at 6948 Vaughn Road. It's Vaughn Road and Watchman Circle is a turn when you're heading east on Vaughn, right when you cross over Bell Road. You can also check out what they have currently in stock at heirloomjewelers.com and use the promo code Joey, J-O-E-Y, for 10% off.
Joey.
10% off. You can say that in person, just like Eddie just did, or use the promo code online, J-O-E-Y, for 10% off. But True Booth is very much looking to buy from you.
That's right.
So if you have any old jewelry pieces at home that you never use or are willing to part with for the right price, set up an appointment with True Booth today. You can set up that appointment online at heirloomjewelers.com or give them a call at 260-0066. On the appointed day and time, bring your jewelry items in. Troop will give you an appraisal, and if you agree to that value then and there, you get paid right then and there.
Nice.
Cold, hard cash here to begin the new year. So check out Heirloom Jewelers, great sponsor of News and Views from 9 till noon. More News and Views when we come back.
Without the static, the River Region's most trusted voice.
News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is your roving reporter, and I'm talking today with an Imperial Stormtrooper.
Hello!
Now, I understand you work on the Death Star.
Well, I did until it blew up, man, you know?
I see. But you're still employed by the Empire.
That's right, man. As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to pick up my paycheck right now.
I see. And here, long, long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, do you use a financial guy?
Yeah, man. We all use David Ernest, man. He is like the Obi-Wan Kenobi of finances, you know?
Well, isn't it hard to contact him way out here in the galaxy?
Oh, no, man. Just call him at 279-7431, and he will gladly help you take care of your money.
Well, just one more question. I understand that you stormtroopers are the worst marksmen in the galaxy.
Oh, no, man. That's not true, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. You see that droid over there?
Yes, I see him.
Watch this.
You missed him.
Oh, no, man. I was aiming at Darth Vader. He's way back over there.
Right.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. If you want to get in on the conversation, 272-9228. That's the number Bob dialed. So let's go right to Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Joey. How you doing?
No, I'm all right.
Hey, I'm not sure. I've been listening on and off, but I wanted to give a shout-out to Jackson Hospital and their vaccine program.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The first day they announced that they would start giving to the people 75 and over, they had their web portal active on their website.
Mm-hmm.
I signed up, and today was, the 18th was the first day that they started giving to that age group. They called me on the 18th. I got the shot this morning, and they had probably six stations down there giving the vaccine. So well run and work great.
That's fantastic to hear. That's good. You know, I
tried the Alabama Department of Health probably 500 times to get through. never did get through. And I signed up through the portal the first day, and it worked great.
That's good to hear. I have a grandfather who's 84, and I asked him about that. He's going through his doctor, and he doesn't seem too worried about it, honestly, but he does need it. And, no, that's good to hear that it was swift and efficient going directly to Jackson.
Yeah, and I think you can sign up even if you're not right. eligible right now, and they will call you when you are eligible.
Hear that, Jack?
Yeah, I hear it.
I'm pretty sure, because they don't. They just asked you for your name, your email address, and your age, and that's it. So
they'd probably call Jack right in just to give a chance to give that old fart a shot in the arm.
Yeah, and so he quit complaining on air, yeah.
Well, they're going to have to smuggle in your vaccine in your donut holes, is my suspicion.
They've been giving it to me, two donut holes a day.
Man, that's like a good custard. Is that lipid-based?
My tongue is numb. What's up with that?
You know, it's interesting how the vaccine development has given people work. My dad is a civil engineer. You know, not sharing too much, but after my mom passed, he hasn't been working how he used to. He used to do big projects all over the country, and he finally got back into work. Apparently, in North Alabama, there it's a lipid factory, and that is the basis for a lot of vaccines. And he's now helping plan that project. So it's crank up is given some employment, and people are working together on this. And work can give unity.
Well, like I said, Jackson's doing good, and hope the rest of the state catches up with him.
Well, they just put on their website that they have given out their allotment of COVID vaccine for round one.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, they also set you up for round two, so I got an appointment for round two. So
how long is the time between the two shots?
21st. I have mine today. I get the booster shot the 18th of February.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's 21 days. Now, is that, at least 21.
Do you know, Bob, is that critical? That, I mean, you need to be there, you know, within that 21 days? Or
I'm not sure, to tell you the truth, Eddie. They said the first shot gets you at 70%.
Okay.
And the second shot gets you at 95%. So.
Oh. All right.
But I'm not sure how long the first shot will last without the booster.
Yeah, that's another question. The vaccine, I don't know, is it good for life? Is this an annual vaccine? Do we know?
This company, Moderna, yeah. They claim 2 years.
Oh, okay.
So that's better than nothing.
You bet.
And it depends on how the virus mutates and variants, and we'll see where it goes. I appreciate the call, Bob. Good call. Thank you, Bob.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. 272-9228. Oh, look who it is. Sam.
What's up, Sam?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Earlier when they were talking about the phone line and calling in, they said, you know, we have 165 phone lines. I was just thinking about the, you know, there's a lot of people that are panicked, absolutely scared, craziness about the virus. And so can you imagine the lies being told? Whoever's working that phone, those phones. Sir, you got to be a certain age, or you're a first line responder. You know, first in line for dinner. I can't imagine.
Sounds like you're speaking from experience.
Well, you know, sometimes I was trying to think of something. That's the last time I really wanted something, and I'm not there yet.
Are you married, but, Jim?
I was temporarily married.
Uh-huh. Oh, I was going to say, yeah, you've wanted something before.
It reminds me, I love this. I love the message of without unity, there is no peace. Division only leads to, you know, more disgust. And I'm like, yeah, the unity message is great in a nation with a 50% divorce rate.
Exactly.
Like, hold on. Man, this was the number one thing that's been on my mind the last few days. Uh-huh. You snapped my memory. Thank goodness. All right, Joey. Every time I hear the word unity, I hear Charlie Murphy.
Unity.
That's it. Unity. He wore my unity ring that Rick James. Rick James. That's it, man. And that's the way they're going to work unity on us. They're just going to. It's a hard ring, and they're going to punch you in the head with it, man. Yep.
That's it, buddy. Everybody be walking around with that horseshoe emblem in their forehead. You know, you've got some unity.
Anyways. But the real thing, my last thought, while I've got you on the line, the reason that there's, you know, such a slowdown and trouble, I've already oversold it. It's talk radio. Talk radio is the root of all evil.
Yeah.
All that talk about the shots and crap.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my timing was bad on that. All right.
Where did you get that video of that pine tree on fire?
Oh, no, man. That was last night. Burning off some. We started earlier in the day and a little control burn.
Okay.
And there's this one gully. Pine tree was sap and sun. When that joke, it was a crap tree anyways. It was destined for the gully, cancers and such on it. But man, it you could see it from space. And people, you know, this is the era of cell phones and heroes. So the police showed up and he couldn't stand it. He had to call a local fire. And I got such respect for the volunteer fire department. You know, you don't mess with them. And,
nope.
You know, it was good. And anyways, so we stood around, told war stories, and enjoyed the, everything worked out fine. I'm surprised I can still breathe this morning after all that dang smoke went on my head.
Well, thanks for sending me a video of it.
Yeah, man. Thanks for touching base, Joey. I enjoy what y'all do.
All right, thanks, man. Sam. Thank you, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
272-9228. We got time for Ralph. Hey, Ralph.
Hey, have y'all heard of Hillsdale College in Michigan?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that little paper they put out called In Premise?
I have not read the paper. I've looked at some of their online classes, but go on.
Well, they mail the In Premise out free. And if I had an address, I'd send you a thing that you can get it.
They mail out degrees?
Yes, it's free. It comes out about, every month or so.
Hmm.
it's a real good paper. I mean, it really talks about the liberty of our nation and what we're losing.
Yeah, I've taken a lot of Hillsdale courses, quite familiar with them. I use those and many others, but I like having that solid base from Hillsdale on a few subjects.
Yeah, well, that paper's free.
The imprimis is
what it is. They ask for a donation if you want to, and I do every now and then, but it's free.
Okay.
And it's really, really good to read. I mean, it's got some really good stuff in it. Like this one, this one I just read, it said that in the history books today, they talk about Jefferson, that he help write the Declaration of Independence, but he was a slaveholder.
Mm-hmm.
And they never mentioned the rest of his life that he didn't like slavery and how he fought against it.
Well, and he wanted to include an entire paragraph within the Declaration damning the slave trade and the king's role in it, and that was, of course, removed to keep the Union together, to keep the colonies.
But that was just the time. And ain't that a man really liked slaveholding. He just was there. You know, and that wasn't his whole life. That's what it talks about. There was much more to Thomas Jefferson than just the fact that he was a slaveholder and that he helped write the Declaration of Independence.
Well, and Jefferson was definitely an aristocrat in mind.
He was a complicated man.
Yeah, very much so.
Just like everybody else is.
Now, my favorite writing of Jefferson's is a private correspondence to Dr. William Short, and he kind of lays out his moral universe, like his moral philosophy, like goes through the Epicureans and the Stoics and ends with talking about Jesus. And when you see these are the type of people that founded things, as flawed as they were as men of their time, just using the lesser language, these were like white patriarch slaveholders who were able to write a document that really doesn't have to be changed much and to provide liberty and justice for all. So it's an incredible
story. And one of his flaws was he didn't believe Jesus did any miracles, so in his Bible he tore all of them out.
Right, yeah, yes.
But like I say, he was a complicated man. That wasn't what the article was about. It was just mentioned him in it, but if I had an address, I'd get it to you.
Well, our station address, 4104 Wall Street, here in Montgomery. 4101, excuse me.
4104 Wall Street, Montgomery?
No, 4101-A Wall Street.
4101-A?
Yes.
Yes, Wall Street, 36106.
Well, I can't write it down right now, driving, but...
You can look us up online, and if that magazine's ticking, we're going to be very upset.
But, by the way, make sure, if you want Joey to put that, make sure you put Attention Eddie and a $20 bill in that envelope, and I'll make sure Joey gets that immediately.
You mean Mercen Eddie? I mean Mercenary.
I'll put Attention Eddie and a penny in it. How about that?
Well, then Joey might get it next week.
Well, I appreciate the call, Ralph.
Thanks, Ralph.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For a second there, talk about communication breakdown. 272-9228.
Is this your original music?
Yeah. 272-9228. We'll be right back with more news and views after this quick break.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama
Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a gloomy forecast for the next couple of days. Showers will be likely from time to time today, tonight, and Friday, ending, I think, by Friday night. Today's high temperature may touch 60. Low tonight down to about 54. We'll be in the upper 50s on Friday. Saturday looks like a good day. Dry, mild, mostly sunny, high around 60. Then on Sunday, scattered showers possible again by Sunday afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely Sunday night into Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm all right. Eddie B. in the house.
In the house.
This part of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Check out Dan Black Studios today by giving them a call at 279-6036 or going online to danblackstudios.net. Dan Black Studios on the Book of Faces. And you can get all your old video formats restored and brought into the digital future. Film reels, slideshows, but especially when it comes to videotapes, old VHS, Betamax, and camcorder tapes. On tapes only, videotapes only, okay. You can get a 60% off discount. Incredible savings when you tell Dan Black that Joey Clark sent you. Till the end of January, you can get the 60% off Joey Clark special, as Dan Black is calling it, on those old videotapes. Take advantage of that. That is an incredible deal. Great pricing there, and you'll thank yourself. Your future self will thank your past self when you say, oh, man, we preserve these. And, you know, your kids will maybe not appreciate it when they're young, but as they get a little older.
I believe you, me.
Oh, it's fun to go back and go, Dad, is that you chasing somebody with a hammer? But, yeah, Dan Black Studios, a great place to restore those memories and bring them into the digital future. They can also help you with video production for TV commercials, online branding videos. They can really do it all there. A 38-year business that has earned their professional reputation. So check them out today. Dan Black Studios, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Jack, how you doing?
How you doing?
You know, boomers, you boomers and your phones.
Yeah, he's talking to you, Jack.
If you were interesting, I wouldn't be looking at my phone.
Ooh, spoken like a real snob. I like it.
Yeah,
I
am.
I love that.
Talk about blue blood. It's written all over me.
Now, I do love how with cell phones and looking down at your phone, it was initially, you kids these days. And then a few years go by, and it's like, Grandpa, can't we have a conversation?
Oh, it's so funny to go to a restaurant when both the husband and wife are on their cell phones and not talking to each other. Oh, my God.
And it's like, what?
Well, Suzanne and I will go out a lot of times, and in public, we'll share pictures with each other. So we might not be talking
right.
across the table.
Not all pictures, I bet.
Well, of course, not all pictures, Jack. I keep yours in a special folder.
Mm-hmm.
But people do. They just think we're ignoring each other. But honestly, we're sending
memes and
pictures
funny
back.
Stuff,
especially if we're out with a couple, and you know, you want to talk about the couple, but you can't let the couple know you're talking about them.
Right.
So you can send messages back and forth.
Look at her dress, tacky.
Two seven two nine two two eight. So last night, I mentioned it earlier. Glenn Greenwald on with Tucker Carlson, saying what I think I've been saying for a while now, is that the establishment and both parties is the real problem in D.C. And Greenwald has also a piece out from last week, really calling. What was already planned, I'll put it this way, the jet was already built, and the Capitol riots, the storming of the Capitol, really just gave it the jet fuel.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to do this stuff anyway. But here's a little bit from what Glenn Greenwald wrote last week. He said, the more honest proponents of this new domestic war on terror, that's what it really is. They're using the same language.
Yeah, absolutely.
John Brennan using the language of, we have these insurgents, we have these racists. We have these QAnon conspiracy theorists. We have these nativists. We have these religious extremists. And we even have libertarians. What is that?
About time somebody mentioned libertarians.
It's like, don't drone me, bro. Like, okay, in the last few months, I've heard Steve Bannon, damn libertarians. I've heard John Brennan, damn libertarians. And, of course, I've heard libertarians, damn libertarians.
Well, Joey, just be excited enough that people are actually talking about libertarians right now.
Yeah, fair
because,
enough.
Because, you know.
But Greenwald writes that the more honest proponents of this new domestic war on terror are explicitly admitting they want to model it on the first one. A New York Times reporter noted on Monday that a quote-unquote former intelligence official on PBS NewsHour said that the U.S. should think about a 9/11 commission for domestic extremism and consider applying some of the lessons from the fight against Al-Qaeda here at home. More amazingly, General Stanley McChrystal, for years head of Joint Special Operations Command in Iraq and the commander of the war in Afghanistan, explicitly compared that war to this new one. Here's a quote from McChrystal to Yahoo News. Quote, I did see a similar dynamic in the evolution of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, where a whole generation of angry Arab youth with very poor prospects followed a powerful leader who promised to take them back in time to a better place, and he led them to embrace an ideology that justified their violence. This is now happening in America. I think we're much further along in this radicalization process and facing a much deeper problem as a country than most Americans realize. Well, that's...
Please.
That's chilling. And the one thing you should remember, folks, the basis of the First Amendment, when you think about they cannot establish religion, you're free to speak your mind, freedom of the press, assembly. It's through the courts that's been found freedom of association. It's all based on the freedom of conscience, that you should have that basic freedom to think what you want and to speak your mind about it. They're small, well-developed through history of common law and Supreme Court jurisprudence of, okay, you can't start a riot. But they're pretty high bars you have to meet to actually be tried and convicted of incitement. There are certain high bars for libel and slander. But the idea that you were going to start a new domestic war on terror, well, talk about freedom of conscience possibly going out the window.
Well, they're talking about you. You are a terrorist.
Well, and you're like, why are you defending extremists? Well, because it doesn't end with extremists.
Exactly right.
It never does.
That's where it starts, but it ends up being in your lap.
Yeah, never does.
And you're thinking, wait, how am I the extremist? How are they putting me in the same category? Well, you're talking about things that we don't like for you to talk about.
Though, as we played earlier, we have this secret audio tape from the Trump camp. We're wondering what Trump's up to now that Biden's president.
And yeah.
We actually, this is from a meeting at Mar-a-Lago the other day.
Take this down. I want rustlers, cutthroats, murderers, bounty hunters, desperados, mugs, pugs, thugs, nitwits, halfwits, dimwits, vipers, snipers, con men, Indian agents, Mexican bandits, muggers, buggerers, bushwhackers, hornswagglers, horse thieves, train robbers, bank robbers, stickers, stickers, and Methodists.
So somebody get down to Frazier, check on the Methodists. Oh my goodness. 272.
You left out ass kickers while you bleeped it out.
Yeah, I did, Jack.
Good thing, Joey. Glad you beat that out.
Well, because it wasn't you saying.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
How does that work? I can say it, but they can't say it. They've already said it. I just said it, and I'll say it again.
More news and views from 9 till noon, right after this break. What?
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned HealthMart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in before the Dan Moore Show, or stay tuned and be sure to listen in to Dan. I'm Joey, he's Jack. How you doing, Jack?
Fine, how you doing?
All right. That was a good how you doing.
How you doing?
Let's go to Kenny from Maxwell. Hey, Kenny.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good
morning, Kenny.
You know, I was sitting there... That's still one of the funniest movies, you know, that ever. Are you sure that list didn't come out of the Democrats' playbook?
Yeah, it did. they're running government right now, murderers.
Yeah, that would definitely sound like the type of people that they're looking for. Anyway, you made a comment. Not sure what you were talking about, but you're talking about at some point that you could be put on a list to be considered an extremist or even a terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, I had said that probably about maybe three, four years ago to a coworker when he was talking about, you remember that the scandal that made the news about Obama was tapping the phones of our allied leaders?
Yep.
Yeah.
One of the guys at work said, well, I don't have a problem with that. If they want to tap my phones, you know, it'd be okay because, you know, I'm not doing anything wrong. And I left and I said, you really don't understand this. It doesn't stop with that. What you might consider, you're not a terrorist, you're not a criminal. I said, you just want to give up your rights to privacy because you think you're getting security out of this. I said, Germany did this very well.
Mm-hmm.
In order to be a good German, I said, you might want to study history. I said, in order to be a good German back then when Hitler came to power, you had to tell on your neighbors. You know, and it finally whittled down to where you weren't even safe anymore. So I said, if you really want to, you know, support something like this, you really don't know what you're opening up yourself for.
Well, and if you didn't have something to tell on your neighbors, and this is how North Korea works, then you're in trouble.
Yep.
Then you're suspect.
So at some point, they're coming after you, you know, one way or the other. But yeah, it's crazy. The amount of people who, like the guy who called, I guess, probably about an hour ago, you said he's one of the guys that you're always in opposition with, but, you know, his whole line about he didn't care who was in there as long as Trump was out. And that's the whole thing. I look at a lot of people, I said, I didn't see any enthusiasm for people who are diehard Democrats for Biden. It was just a hate Trump, we got to get rid of him at any cost. You know, so I said, you're lining yourself up for something and you really don't know what it is that you're going to end up dealing with down the road. You think that this is a great thing for you, but it's not going to be as great as you think it is. So, but then again, some people are just totally blind and they if you're only listening to the media that feeds you one line and you don't ever seek the real truth, you know, the other end, then this is what you believe and this is what you follow.
And it is truly amazing to hear a United States general who helped run things there in Iraq and Afghanistan saying the methods we developed in Iraq and Afghanistan can now be used against the American population that we deem extreme. Who could have seen this coming? Oh, libertarians. Well, maybe that's why they're on these lists.
Yeah, well, it's just like I said. You know, we know that Christians basically are going to be on the list.
Of course.
Because you're going to be an extremist. I mean, it's just, they got this whole thing figured out. But, you know, to change the subject for a minute, you remember months ago, Trump was trying to tell the nation, hey, we need to open up because businesses are going down.
Right.
We can open up. You know, we need to put people back to work. And they called him a grandma killer, you're a murderer, and all this stuff. Well, I watched this video yesterday that a friend of mine from New York sent. And here's the mayor of Chicago sitting there on camera telling the world, hey, we need to open everything up because restaurants are now safer. And we need to put people back to work. And I said, weren't you the same people that was condemning him?
Yes.
Just a little while ago, you and of course de Blasio, who is a joke anyway, in Cuomo, in New York. I said, you're the people who were just calling him every single name in the book, just short of being Jeffrey Dahmer, you know, a serial killer. But now you want to turn the tables and say everything is okay to open up. It was okay before. But you use fear tactics, and if you have a low information populace out there, you know, it worked. You know, fear and control works.
Amen.
Okay, so, good hearing from you.
I know that you're up on probably getting close to signing off for the day. So I just wanted to get those 2 cents in, but I've been listening this morning, and as usual, you guys have a great show. So just keep up the good work.
Thank you, Kenny.
Thank you, bud.
Thank you.
Before we go, Joey, I forgot to tell you, and you probably saw it, but Liz Cheney is going to get challenged for her seat.
Yes, yeah, I hope so.
Wasn't she censured by the entire the Wyoming Republican Party?
Yes, she was.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she'll probably find a way to wriggle out of it.
So?
I mean, Dick Cheney didn't survive through all the years, not knowing a few tricks of the trade.
She might take somebody hunting.
But don't take poor old Harry Whittington. He's been shot up once.
And had to apologize.
No, I'm sure he's going to go, well, you want me to do what? I'm 90. Like, I know, my quail hunting days are over.
I wonder if he's still alive. I'm going to check it out. He was a big Republican donor. I remember him when I lived out there.
Well, my fellow heretics, thank you for listening this morning. Y'all stay tuned. Dan Morris and the Dan Moore Show is next. Jack. Good seeing you.
You know, well, thank you so much.
I love you even though you are a snob.
I am a snob.
Yeah.
He's an American lawyer. So he's still with us.
Still with us. Thank you, Eddie.
No problem. We'll see you guys mañana.